But for a spiritual aspirant, when he is bewildered, the proper course of action is to go to the spiritual master. So Lord Chaitanya, who is the Lord himself, he is the Adi Guru of all, but he is also teaching us how to be the ideal disciple. So in the role of a disciple, he is saying that I was bewildered. Pagalo hoilo ami dhairya nahi mone eta chinti nivedilun guru racharane. I saw that I had become mad by chanting the holy name, and I immediately submitted this at the lotus feet of my spiritual master.
Kiba mantra dila gosane kiba tarabala japite japita mantri korila pagala.
He said, my dear Guru, my dear Lord, what kind of mantra have you given me? I have become mad simply by chanting this Mahamantra.
Hasayana chaya mure karaya kandana etashunu guru hashi bolila vachana.
Chanting the holy name in ecstasy causes me to dance, laugh and cry, Lord Chaitanya told his spiritual master. When my spiritual master heard all this, he smiled and then he began to speak.
Krishna nama mahamantir eto svabhava jai jape tara krishna upajaya bhava.
So Ishwara Puri, who is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya is saying, this is how he spoke. It is the nature of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra that anyone who chants it immediately develops his loving ecstasy for Krishna. Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, they are generally known as four goals according to the Vedas: Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But there is also a Pancham Purushartha, the fifth goal, the highest goal, that is Bhakti, pure love of God. And in front of Bhakti, all these appear to be as insignificant as a straw on the street.
Pancham Purushartha Preman Damrita Sindhu Mokshadi Ananda Yare Nahe Eka Bindu.
For a devotee who has actually developed bhav, the pleasure derived from dharma, artha, kama and moksha appear like a drop in the presence of the sea.
Krishna namer phala prema sarva shastra koi bhageshai prema tomai korila udoy.
The conclusion of all revealed scriptures is that one should awaken his dormant love of Godhead, and you are greatly fortunate to already have done so. So the spiritual master is complimenting Lord Chaitanya that you have truly achieved all the benefit of chanting the holy name.
Premanaso bhave kore chitta tonukshobha Krishna racharana prapte upajaya lobha.
It is a characteristic of love of Godhead that by nature it induces transcendental symptoms in one's body and makes one more and more greedy to achieve the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Premanaswa bhave bhakta hase kande gaye unmatta hoye nache iti utidhaye.
When one actually develops love of Godhead, he naturally sometimes cries, sometimes laughs, sometimes chants, and sometimes runs here and there just like a madman.
Bhala hoila paile tumi parama purushartha tomara premete ami hoila kritartha.
So now his spiritual master is telling him, it is very good, my dear child, that you have attained the supreme goal of life by developing love of Godhead. Thus you have pleased me very much and I am very much obliged to you. Just see, the spiritual master is telling the disciple, I am very much obliged to you because you have attained the perfection of life and you have attained pure love of Godhead. Then he goes on to say,
Nacha gao bhakta sange kauro sankirtana Krishna nama upadeshi tara sarvajana.
My dear child, continue dancing, chanting and performing Sankirtan in association with devotees. Furthermore, go out and preach the value of chanting Krishna Nam. For by this process, you will be able to deliver all fallen souls. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says again,
Ata boli eka shloka shikhai lamore bhagvate rasara ei bole vare vare.
Saying this, my spiritual master taught me one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the essence of all the Bhagavatam's instructions. Therefore, he instructed me this verse again and again. This is a very beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. It was actually spoken, it is in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And it was spoken by Srila Narad Muni to Vasudev to teach him what is Bhagavad Dharma, what is the essence of the Bhagavad Dharma.
Evam vata svapriya nama kirtya jata nurago druta chitta uchai hasatya toro diti rauti gayati unmadavanrityati loka bayaha.
When a person is actually advanced and takes pleasure in chanting the holy name of the Lord, who is very dear to him, he is agitated and loudly chants the holy name. He also laughs, cries, becomes agitated and chants just like a madman, not caring for outsiders. Lokbahya. Lokbahya means he doesn't care what the world says. He is indifferent to public opinion, what people may say. He is simply concerned with chanting the holy name of the Lord in great ecstasy. And then Lord Chaitanya went on to say, I firmly believe in these words of my spiritual master, and therefore I always chant the holy name of the Lord alone and in the association of devotees. The holy name of the Lord sometimes causes me to chant and dance, and therefore I chant and dance. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. So Lord Chaitanya is trying to explain to the Mayavadi sannyasis why he chants. He says, it is not my fault. What can I do? Ever since I started chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I have just become like this. I just automatically chant and dance and I cannot help it. Please do not think that I intentionally do it. I do it automatically. So having said all this, the Mayavadi philosophers were very much overwhelmed. They said, dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what you have said is all true. Only one who is favored by fortune attains love of Godhead. But then they had an objection. They said, Krishna bhakti koro ihai sabara santosha vedanta na shuno keno taraki badosha. All right, dear sir, there is no objection to your being a great devotee of Lord Krishna. That's all right. Everyone is satisfied with this. But why do you avoid discussion of the Vedanta Sutra? What is the fault in that? Please explain this to us. So after hearing the Mayavadi sannyasi speak in that way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled slightly and said, my dear sirs, if you don't mind, I can say something to you regarding Vedanta philosophy. And from that time on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his discourse, his dissertation on the Vedanta philosophy. What is real Vedanta? He described what were the various flaws in Shankaracharya's reasoning. He described who the real Shankara is, as we also discussed a couple of Wednesdays ago. And further on, he went on to explain the actual understanding of the Vedanta. Today we do not have time to go into what actually Lord Chaitanya taught Prakashananda Saraswati, perhaps some other time, but he went on to convincingly present the bhakti conception, which is a real and true understanding of Vedanta. And he presented this so convincingly that all the Mayavadi sannyasis, they were overwhelmed and they became converted to Vaishnavas. They also started chanting the name of Krishna again and again, and they became his followers. So just like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya also became a great Vaishnava, even many of these Mayavadi sannyasis, they all became the followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So generally, those who are following Shankaracharya, their conception of the Vedantic conclusion is that we must get liberated from this material existence and merge into the supreme oneness, the Brahman. So for them, it is a kind of static oneness, where everything is dead, everything is asleep, it is all quiet. As we saw earlier, what is their maxim? Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. They want peace, peace, peace. They only want to be quiet. But what kind of peace do they want? They want a kind of peace where their individuality is extinguished. They want a kind of peace where there is no activity. They want a kind of peace where there is no energy, no life. It is all simply inactivity, simply dead peace. But this is not the real position of the Jivatma. The constitutional position of the Jivatma is not peacefulness. The constitutional position of the Jivatma is joyfulness. It is not peacefulness. It is joyfulness, ananda, sat chit ananda, not sat chit shantya, shanti. It is sat chit and ananda. Ananda and shanti, they are different. The Mayavadis, they may be satisfied with their shanti. But the devotee is not satisfied with shanti. Because love is beyond peace. The devotee is aspiring for love. The Mayavadis are aspiring for that quietness and peace because they are so frustrated with this material world. But the devotees do not care whether they are in this material world or they are in the spiritual world. They only want the perfection of getting love of God. Because love is the highest goal, Pancham Purushartha. And that love is higher than any peace. We have also seen in earlier sessions that even though the Mayavadis want that peace, even though they get liberated, apparently liberated, they go to the Brahma Jyoti, they remain there, but what happens? Aruya krichirena parapadam patanti ado anadrita yushmat angrayaha. Anadrita yushmat angrayaha, because they have rejected the lotus feet of the Lord, because they have rejected the bhakti, the pure bhakti of the Lord, so what happens? In spite of their aroya krichrena, in spite of their troubles that they have taken in the course of their sadhana, they eventually, patantyado, they fall back into the material world again. So even the peace that they want, that is also not everlasting. It is only temporary. Sooner or later, all of them, all the jivatmas will come back into the material world. Whereas the joy of the devotee who is engaging in loving reciprocation with the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna is eternal and it is ever increasing. So Lord Chaitanya, in a very explosive and dynamic way, has shown that bhakti is not simply a passive activity. Krishna is active. The jiva-atma, being a part and parcel of Krishna, is also active by nature, by constitution. You cannot expect the jiva-atma to be only shanti, shanti, shanti. This Krishna consciousness movement is following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya to teach us that bhakti means dynamic activity in service of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya has inaugurated the Sankirtan movement to exactly demonstrate the dynamism of this bhakti movement by chanting and dancing. So we should not be embarrassed, or we should not be look upon this dancing and chanting as something very inferior. It is a positive dynamic expression of devotion, the inner urge of the Jivatma to relate to the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. True, it is not that this dancing should not be very showy, or it should not be artificial. But it is done when devotees jump and chant enthusiastically. As Lord Chaitanya said, it is not that devotees artificially do it. When they chant the holy name, everyone becomes so enthused, everyone begins to chant and dance. And it becomes like an infection. It catches on and then everyone begins to chant and dance. So this is real consciousness. This is the Atma's consciousness. Dynamic activity. Sankirtan movement. In the Mahabharata, Lord Chaitanya has also predicted there. One shloka in the Mahabharata which predicts the advent of Lord Chaitanya. Does anyone know which one that is? In Vishnu Sahasranam. Suvarna Varno Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi Sanyasakrit Shamo Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also mentioned in the Mahabharata. His characteristics are mentioned. Suvarna Varno, he has the complexion of gold. Hema Anga, his body is like molten gold. Varangadi, he has a very beautifully constructed body. Chandanangadi, his body is smeared with the pulp of sandalwood. Sanyasakrit, he has accepted sannyas. Shama, he is self-controlled. Shanta, he is peaceful. Nishtha, he is very fixed in his devotional service. Shanti parayanaha. So what kind of shanti? Shanti parayanaha. Parayana means in the mood of ecstatic devotional service. He is the avatar not just to propagate peace, but to propagate shanti parayana, peace in the ultimate peace of ecstatic devotional service. This is the real peace. The peace of the Mayavadis is not peace. The peace of the devotee is a real peace. Therefore, there is a saying,
Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakalaya Shanta Krishna Bhakta Nishkama Atayava Shanta.
The materialists, the yogis, the jnanis, the impersonalists, they are all actually not peaceful, ashanta. But Krishna Bhakta, because he is without any material desires, he only desires to serve Krishna, therefore he is truly peaceful. So let us not get distracted by the so-called call for peace and quiet of the Mayavad philosophy. Let us be fixed in the dynamic peaceful, in the dynamic peace, in the explosive bhakti that has been propagated by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the path of progress and upliftment in this age of Kali Yuga. And as we have seen, there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way except the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now we have the darshan, most beautiful Shayan darshan, which will be accompanied by kirtan, and then we will have question answers.
Like chanting will give the pure sense of bhakti, and for chanting there is only one mantra which was recommended, is Hare Rama Hare Krishna. But generally you will see, and you said when madness comes, person start dancing and all the thing, that will be supposed to be the achievement of gods, similar to that. But if you consider as on pop music and such kind of things, even there also you find the people are dancing, not inspired by somebody, but automatical, and they are dancing and they are also enjoying the things. Now, what could be the difference between both of this? I mean to say, experience may be different, but you know, initially it looks same.
Well, there are many aspects to your question. For one thing, it is not that we have to chant necessarily only the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Of course, that is the recommended Maha Mantra. And if you chant only the Maha Mantra, that is sufficient in itself. But the injunction for this age is to chant the holy name, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. And because the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is specifically recommended as the most effective mantra, therefore we chant that more than any other mantra. We also chant Govinda Jai Jai, Gopala Jai Jai. We also chant so many other bhajans. So we have to chant the holy name of the Lord and principally the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now as far as the dancing of the pop musicians and the dancing of the devotees, there is a world of difference. In both there is madness. But in one madness, it leads you to ignorance. It leads you to suffering. It is real madness. The other madness is a transcendental madness. It is a kind of ecstasy that is the transcendental position of the soul. You see, it is the innate propensity of every jiva to dance. Everyone wants to dance. If you do not come and dance for Krishna in the temple, you will go to some place and dance in some discotheque, or somebody will dance in the street for Ganesh Chaturthi, some useless dance. And like that, people are dancing. That propensity to dance is there. It is there in everybody, even in an old person. But it is not channelized properly. Why is it there? Because it is there in Krishna. Krishna is a Ras Vihari. He is the dancer, the original dance, the Rasa dance. He is the original Rasa dancer. Because the tendency to dance is there in Krishna, therefore being his part and parcel, the tendency to dance in us is also there. So Lord Chaitanya has perfected this by coming and showing us how to dance in ecstasy while chanting the holy name of the Lord. So it is only a proper channelization of our propensities. Just like we like to sing, everyone likes music. But when you have music that is linked to Krishna, that is perfect. But music that is not linked to Krishna will draw you into Maya. Music linked to Krishna will pick you out of Maya. People like to read books. So instead of reading all the nonsensical books that are published outside, novels and magazines and film stories and all these things, read the scriptures, read the nice books written by Prabhupada on the basis of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and so on. So one kind of reading, one kind of chanting, one kind of dancing, one kind of music leads you into Maya and greater bondage, greater suffering, and another kind uplifts you. So these qualities are innate in us. We only have to channelize them towards God, and that is the perfection. And that is what Lord Chaitanya has come and taught. Lord Chaitanya has come to wake up all the Shankarites and all the materialists out of their slumber. Wake up, wake up, wake up and start dancing. Right?
Yeah, that's right. But you know, even if you take like Krishna, word Krishna, and like alphabet use or K-R-S-H-N-A, the same thing you can use in another form like Naksha. No, same alphabets are used in this word also. Okay, and then what's the difference between Krishna and these things?
Because Krishna is the original name of the Lord. And even if you chant the syllables Hari, somehow even some combination, you'll still get some benefit. But because Krishna is the original name of the Lord, so we chant Krishna, it is a transcendental sound vibration, and we get all the benefit of chanting that. The same benefit that Lord Chaitanya got, we can also get if we chant properly. But if you chant any other name, then you will not get the benefit. If you chant some material sound vibration, then it is not possible.
So right? that may be the reason why the pop music doesn't help us to get the real enjoyment.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. Pop music, they only just gyrate their bodies and they fall to the ground and do all kinds of nonsense things. But actually that is not real enjoyment. They get fed up after some time. They lose taste in one kind of music, they go for another, they go for another. So it is not real taste. It is simply some kind of chewing the chewed. They want that kind of ecstasy, but they're not getting it. But when they come here, they will find real ecstasy. Okay. Now, we can give some others a chance also. This is very limited time. Yeah. Yes. You see, in Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the word Ram can have many meanings. It is not necessary, it must mean only Balaram. It depends on your bhava. If you are a devotee of Ramachandra, then Ram means Ram. It can also mean Balaram. It can also mean Radharaman, Krishna. It can also mean Parashuram. So it has many meanings. But from the Gaudiya Parampara we understand Ram means Balaram. But to understand that Ram is Ramachandra is also not wrong at all. We have to understand the simultaneous oneness of all the various forms of the Lord. Hare. You see, it comes from the word Hari. Hara. Hari means Sarva Amangala Hare. One who takes away everything inauspicious. He is Hari. Also, Premadiya Mana Hara. Hare. One who gives you everything auspicious, gives you greatest love, he is also Hari. And one who takes away the mind of Hari, he is Hare. Hari steals away the mind of everyone else, but the one who steals away the mind of Hari, she is Hara. And when you address Hara in the vocative form, it becomes Hare. Just like in Sanskrit, there is Ambika, sometimes becomes Ambike. When you call, it becomes Ambike. Lata becomes He Late, like that. So Hara becomes Hare. So you are addressing the energy of the consort of the Lord. So Radha becomes Radhe. So Radha Krishna. So Krishna is always with Radha. So when you address Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, so you're calling Radha Krishna. So Hare refers to the consort of the energy of the Lord. The one who steals away the mind, even of one who steals away everybody else's mind. Yeah, shall we give, yes. Maybe at a little later on, because we have 5 minutes.
Prabhuji, I would like to know whether this Vedanta Sutra and Srimad Bhagavatam, are they one and the same?
Well, the Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on the Vedanta Sutra, and this is exactly the subject matter of our discussion next Wednesday. The relationship between the two and how to properly understand Vedanta Sutra. We will be discussing that in detail next time. And one last, okay, if it's a short question, we can have it now. Better to chant aloud and hear attentively. It is the nature of the mind that it will wander, but as and when the mind wanders, we must try to bring it back. And our attention must be focused solely on trying to hear the sound vibration, the transcendental vibration of the holy name. And it is only a question of practice. Soon you will get accustomed to chanting in this way, and then you will begin to chant on a regular basis. So just tolerate if there is some inconvenience and carry on chanting. And sooner or later you will get accustomed to the process. So let us now actually practice it. Can I have one set of beats?